You're listening to The Faith Experiment, the daily edition with Robbie Bergen, your daily dose of experimenting with ancient manuscripts. Join Robbie now as he helps you to apply ancient truths to our modern lives.
Today's claim comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble, with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Imagine a child who has had a terrible nightmare. Their parent gently holds them, wiping away their tears and calming their fears, until peace replaces anxiety. This loving embrace is similar to God's embrace, wrapping us with comfort in the midst of our trials and tribulations. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 to 4, it illustrates God as the source of all comfort, highlighting His infinite compassion and mercy. He does not merely provide superficial solace, but deep, genuine comfort that heals and restores. And as we experience this comfort, we are equipped to extend it to others facing their own tribulations. Today's experiment. Think about a situation where you needed God's comfort. Spend time in prayer, presenting your anxieties, your fears, or sorrows to God and asking Him for His healing and comfort. Envision yourself being embraced by God's loving arms. Feel His comfort and peace envelop you. Write down this experience and the feelings of comfort and peace you encounter. As you move forward, be mindful of others who may be in need of this comfort. Use your experience to extend God's comfort to them, becoming a vessel of His healing and peace to their lives.
That was Robbie Bergen with your daily faith experiment. To find more faith experiments that you can put into practice each and every day, visit faithexperiment.com and look for daily faith experiments. And be sure to tune in tomorrow for your next daily faith experiment.